recap of Sunday's readings, it's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And today's homily highlight is from Father Bill Holtzinger. He is the pastor at Holy Trinity Catholic Church out in Beaverton.
One of my favorite Christian authors, John Eldridge, maybe you've read some of his works. I encourage you. I mentioned something about him in my Friday video. But in his book, The Sacred Romance, he had an experience of a particular vacation, one that I know I've kind of related to, and maybe you have as well. One that he had deeply longed for, carefully planned, and made sacrifices to make it happen, and one that nearly fell apart at the last minute. And he said it left him desperate, demanding, and on the verge of despair. He wasn't a happy camper to be around, I'll tell you that. He wrote that this revealed to him, quote, one of the most important truths of the human heart. If for all practical purposes we believe that this life is the best shot of happiness, if this is as good as it gets, we will live as desperate, demanding, and eventually despairing men and women. We will place on this world a burden it was never intended to bear. Wow. Well, how desperately I know I do sometimes search for peace in the wrong places, as we all do. We try to find it in our achievements, our possessions, our wealth, our travels, and many other things. But true peace can only come from one source. And as you might remember from Father Dominic's homily last week, that peace only comes from abiding with God. As Christians, we are called to abide with God. And specifically as Christians, Jesus Christ. St. Paul reminds us, Christ is preeminent above all things, above our thoughts, our wants, our self-centeredness. And when we come to Mass, it's not about us. It's about Christ and his desire to be with us, to abide with us, to commune with us, who is the source of all peace. Once we return to the Lord our God with all our hearts and souls, again, as we hear in the first reading, keeping his commandments isn't hard anymore. Why? Because we want to do them. It just bubbles up from within us. And this is the first step towards that peace that the world cannot give. Loving God with our whole being. And loving God naturally then leads to a transformation from self-centeredness to a genuine desire to give to our neighbor, to love our neighbor. But this is again where some of us struggle. We fear that serving others may leave us empty, like, do I have the bandwidth for this person? Or it'll rob us of our peace. And we are forgetting that this may actually help us and deepen our peace. So let me share a story that demonstrates this and its opposite. That is not where it takes our peace, but where it gives peace. So I was gone a couple weeks, for 2 weeks actually, to the Oregon Star Party. And I helped a couple campers with their issues that they had with their RVs. Now, I'm no means an RV expert, maybe you are, but you know, I just happened to see them, they looked distraught, I felt bad for them. Like, are you okay? Do you need any help? Like I'm Mr. Fix-It, right? Well, the issue was very serious. One of them, the awning was almost going to come off and they couldn't retract it. The other one, the refrigerator wasn't going to work. I mean, the first one, you can't pull your trailer away. And the other one is like, well, you better eat everything in your refrigerator now. So I shared out loud a request for God to help us solve the situation. I just said, oh God, help us figure this out, please. Wondering what I would receive in return by the people I'm talking to. Remember, this is a star party, right? I found that in both cases, the couples weren't put off at all. In fact, they were very agreeable. In fact, one was so agreeable, they had to tell me that they are practicing Greek Orthodox Christians. I'm like, whoa, that's awesome. And we had a connection with a priest that we both know. And our shared Christian faith made the experience more than just a repair job. Mystically, God was made manifest, and peace came to all of our hearts. We hadn't solved it yet, though. Keep in mind. The couple's demeanor in one of these cases changed from anxiety to trust and hope that God would help us solve the problem. And in time, that's what happened. And all it needed was me to run back to my trailer and get a fuse and put it in the place where the bad fuse was, and bada-bing! It worked. See, I wasn't trying to be a good Samaritan. I was simply trying to be a good Catholic. And in serving them, we all found peace that transcended their situation. Because I felt for them. I'm like, oh, whew. Have you ever been stranded? I hate being stranded. But see, we had a renewed sense of enthusiasm even of being at the star party. And I made some new friends. See, in our day, when we can communicate with almost anyone instantly, whenever they are, our neighbor is truly not just somebody next door. I mean, they can be, but it's blown open to almost anyone. Anyone you encounter. By serving them, you will find peace. Not the temporary satisfaction that the world offers, but the deep peace that comes from knowing that you're responding to God's call. And Jesus' particular invitation to help those in need, as we hear in the story, of course, of the Good Samaritan. Remember also, in Matthew 18:20, we hear this. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. When we serve faithfully, God abides with us. And we don't serve others because of who they are, Catholic or not. We serve others because of who we are as Christians. And when we serve from that place of faith and love, we will find peace that doesn't disappear, but grows. I remember, and you might remember, the childhood events where in PE we had kickball, and of course the teacher would pick two people to be the captains, and then the rest was miserable. Meaning things could be no more humiliating than being chosen last in front of your peers. That moment reflects the peace the world offers, one based on skill, usefulness, and popularity, and the hope of getting something in return. I mean, when it was my turn, I was hoping to get chosen. I'm like, I'm so good. I'm the stick figure. I'm barely like wearing, 50 pounds with wet. So I wasn't always chosen first. But see, God's love is different than this. It comes when we love as God loves, especially those whom the world would choose last. So here's your homework. After you've communed and abided with God today at this Mass, receiving communion, having reflected on the scriptures, go help someone. Be ready for it. Give yourself away without motivation for recognition. It doesn't have to be big. I just did a fuse. That was it. But to others, it can mean everything. It could be enormous for them. And for you, it will be a pathway to abiding once again with God and His peace. A peace that the world cannot give, cannot understand, and cannot take away.
And that is today's homily highlight. That's Father Bill Holtzinger. He's the pastor at Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Beaverton.